Lift Him Up, February 6. Worship the Creator. Worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. The duty to worship God is based upon the fact that He is the Creator and that to Him all other beings owe their existence. And wherever, in the Bible, His claim to reverence and worship above the gods of the heathen is presented, there is cited the evidence of His creative power. All the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things? Thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Says the psalmist, Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And the holy beings who worship God in heaven state, as the reason why their homage is due to Him, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things. In Revelation 14, men are called upon to worship the Creator, and the prophecy brings to view a class that, as the result of the threefold message, are keeping the commandments of God. One of these commandments points directly to God as the Creator. The fourth precept declares, The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Concerning the Sabbath, the Lord says, further, that it is a sign that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. And the reason given is, For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed. So long as the fact that He is our Creator continues to be a reason why we should worship Him, so long the Sabbath will continue as its sign and memorial. Had the Sabbath been universally kept, man's thoughts and affections would have been led to the Creator as an object of reverence and worship, and there would never have been an idolater, an atheist, or an infidel. The keeping of the Sabbath is a sign of loyalty to the true God, Him that made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. It follows that the message which commands men to worship God and keep His commandments will especially call upon them to keep the fourth commandment,